from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No Steiny, Larry Kruger holding it down on this lovely Friday. The heat wave looked like it's all but over. Wow. Global warming is real. I won't talk about our politician and the candidates, because that's how you get canceled. But Larry Kruger, I want to talk some baseball, because I love ball. I know you do too. The Giants lose 2-3 to Toronto.
Yep.
Could have technically got swept because that great comeback the other night. But, I mean, man, they are about to enter the break. They got a 3-game set. Who they host tonight? They have...
Giants get Twins.
Yeah, the Twins. Oh, yep. Boy, not going to be easy.
No.
But when it's all said and done, the first half is about to be complete, and they're 4 games under, Larry. 11 games back of the division leading Dodgers, and 3 out of the wild card. Currently behind who? Arizona, the Pirates, the Cubs, the Reds. And I just want to get your thoughts and the fans' thoughts. 888-957-9570 from the fans, because I'm disappointed. They went out, Farhan did. I thought he should have been fired. I thought he should have, you know, went with Gabe, especially when you anoint Gabe as the manager and all the stuff that was going on. But that didn't happen. You move on to this season, and the Blake Snell addition signing, former Cy Young last year, I get it, came late in the game, right before the season started, along with Soler, Jung-Hoo Lee. We saw that worked out. He's injured. And Matt Chapman. But when it's all said and done, Larry, this team has had a million chances, it feels like, to get to 500. I believe 13 chances where they're going to a game, one game under, and they don't win that game. And now they're 4 under. The bullpen is just, I believe, taxed. It saved you. But what do you make of the Giants now? They DFA, you know, the OGs, Ahmed at shortstop, and Slater's gone, you know, Mr. Public Enemy number one. But I'm just looking at this team every night. There's a new leadoff hitter. I don't know what to make of Soler. I'm not blaming him. But to hear Farhan basically blame the players and say it's up to them if they're going to add, I'm like, man, ouch. This is not good, the 2024 Giants season thus far.
Well, it's like, you know, they're roughly 500. They're under 500 right now, 45-49. They haven't been above 500 since late May. They've only been 2 games over 500 as their high water mark for the year. So Fangraphs gives them about a 20% chance of making the playoffs. Now, they are getting Snell. They got Snell back this week. They're getting Robbie Ray. They're going to get Cobb back. So they should have some reinforcements coming in their rotation, which maybe means that they could kick a guy like Hicks or Keaton Wynn to the bullpen. That means they would have a deeper pen. I don't know. I mean, you know, it's like, do they buy? Do they sell? I mean, this is a really complicated thing. Why? Because the National League added a third wild card. And so, I mean, if you look at the National League, there's only six teams that are above, or there's only a couple teams above 500. There's only, I think there's six teams above 500 in the National League. Only two teams are eliminated. Only Miami and Colorado are eliminated. Wow. But you got about half the league sitting sub 500.
So that's a good thing. That's a good thing if you want to get in and anything can happen. The last time the Giants won a World Series, they got in through wild card.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, that's the other thing. I mean, Arizona and the Rangers were not the best teams in baseball last year. And so do you just play for the wild card? And, hey, let's see what happens in the playoffs. I guess you have to. Giants just went 3-3 on a road trip to Atlanta and Cleveland. They're sub 500. They're being outscored by about 30 or 40 runs on the year. They're fourth place in the division. But they're still just an arms, you know, they're a hot week away from being in the playoffs. So it's kind of they're in a tough call, in a tough spot. Do you buy or do you sell? I don't think.
And what would you buy or what would you sell?
Well, I mean, like, what do they need? They need probably a fresh bullpen arm or two.
Okay.
They've got some starting pitching coming back. You definitely could use, you know, an outfield bat. I mean, to me, that could help. But you want to play Ramos every day. You want to play Matos every
All-star
day.
All-star Ramos. That was awesome.
Yeah, Ramos has been really, really good. I mean, Farhan, that's the other one. It's like, you know, Farhan, you know, people are like, well, you know, you got to credit Farhan for Ramos. It's like, what? Wait, excuse me? He didn't draft Ramos, and he left Ramos in the minors until the middle of May.
And he only brought him up by necessity.
Right. I mean, if Slater doesn't have an injury, Ramos is probably still in the minor leagues.
Instead,
Ramos is hitting .411 with a .514 on base against left-handed pitching, and he's hitting .331 at home. Only .265 on the road. And he's hitting almost .350 in the month of July. So, I mean, you know, what do they need? I think they need, obviously, a little bit better defense. They could use one more real bat difference maker in the middle of their lineup. And I think they, you know, obviously they could use some more starting pitching, but they do have starting pitching coming back. They need more bullpen depth, but that should be taken care of once you move Wynn and Hicks back to the pen. So they could use like a Bo Bichette, a shortstop. To me, if I was Farhan, I would do two things here. I would buy a controllable bat. So somebody that you have control over for a couple of years. Give you an example. A lot of talk about Jazz Chisholm.
All right.
Chisholm.
Man.
He's got 2 years left.
I'd go to pick him up at the airport.
You know, you can Andrew Vaughn from the White Sox, 2 years left of club control. Randy Arozarena from Tampa Bay, 2 years left of club control. So those guys make sense, I think, for the Giants because it can't be their trades can't be all about this year because they may not make the playoffs this year.
So, you think that costs Farhan his job? I don't. I think he knows, and that's why he's got his chest out.
It should.
What I deem his chest out with these comments he's making about,
I mean,
putting the onus on the players.
Well, I mean, you've
like
run
I've
the
done
show.
Enough.
You've run the show for seven seasons.
That's a long
you
stretch.
You only have one playoff berth. You've won zero playoff series in seven seasons as a team that has a payroll. I mean, I was just looking at their payroll. The Giants' payroll this year was $211 million.
Yeah, man.
But their revenue was $442 million, which was eighth. So they're eighth in revenue and tenth in payroll. So to me, they're basically spending right about what they should be spending. You know, they spend a lower percentage of their revenue than the Dodgers do, and they have lower revenue overall, so they're spending less money than LA does, but also a lower percentage, 47% to 52%. They need some help.
You mentioned Bichette.
I think they need a controllable bat, but I think they also need to. They've got Carson Wisenhunt, some of these young arms. How about trade a veteran starting pitcher away, or maybe a Matt Chapman, or maybe even a Doval? If you can get, you could probably get the most for Doval as a closer.
Who can we both agree it's been? Dude, he's electric when he's on, but something's going on. It's always kind of like, oh boy, a roller coaster. I don't want to ask you because I'd sound crazy. Have we seen the best of him? But something's going on, Larry. He used to come in, I like night night. Now it's like, boy, buckle up. But
they're taking a lot of pitches. They know his command is iffy,
and so if he doesn't have it, it's like just wait him out, man.
Just wait him out, and he's having some problems in the strike zone. We saw the Yankees come back on him a few weeks ago in the ninth inning. He's had some hiccups since.
Are they still born to you as a collective?
He's still valuable.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
He's valuable.
Larry, as this team, have they changed? Because I went to the Yankee series. I hadn't talked to you since then, and I went there not even knowing what I was going to feel like leaving. And when I left, this one, New York, everything was going good for the Yankees. But good God, Judge, Soto, Volpe, and all of them, you know, it's not the same now, but I was like, that's what it's supposed to feel like. The electricity when Judge came up to bat. Like, I'll never forget that. And I'm thinking to myself, boy, the Giants, they're the exact opposite. I know you'd been down early on just what they are as far as sizzling, exciting. The youth movement's kind of taken over. I love what I'm seeing from Ramos. But as a collective, when you watch the Giants, do you feel differently about the excitement level, or are you still kind of, this ain't it?
I mean, I watch every night for Ramos. I watch for Ramos. I love Matos. I loved it when they had Luciano up, even though he was struggling in the field. I love seeing the guys with the tools who are the future. You know, much more than watching Yaz or Slater or these just, you know, the middling group of guys that they've had. So I'd like to see more of the youth movement. I really would. I'd love to see Carson Wisenhunt. I'd love to see Grant McCray. Wouldn't mind seeing Hunter Bishop at some point.
Trying to get a playoff spot.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see the young players. I mean, to me, the Giants, both this year and last year, probably the most exciting they were was when they promoted the young players. Yeah. Last year in May, they had a nice little run. This year, they did the same thing. I think that you just got to stick with these guys. You got to stick with Ramos. You got to stick with Matos. You got to stick with Luciano. And they're, you know, it's like, if Yaz makes mistakes, no problem. Slater makes mistakes and was terrible, no problem.
He's gone now.
But I mean, they let him off almost exclusively when he played. But as soon as Luciano came up, as soon as he made a couple mistakes, it was like, oh, can't have that. You just absolutely can't have that. So they just don't seem like they're giving they have a big stomach for their young players developing. I do think it's interesting though that Farhan's like, you know, we're a real disappointment.
That shocked me.
What do you expect? I mean, did anybody really think? I mean, the Vegas. Sometimes I wonder how smart is Farhan. The Vegas over under was 81. Vegas thought you were a 500 team. You're 45-49.
And that's disappointing to me.
And you're off of a disappointing week. So you're basically right on the Vegas number. So why?
Technically, you're not, but yeah.
Well, I mean, up until 3 days ago, right on the number within a game. And you're being like, oh, we're a huge disappointment. Not according to Vegas.
And you know what?
According to Vegas, you're par for the course. You're doing exactly what they thought you were going to do.
Yeah, and you know why I love this medium, just radio in general, even if I wasn't in it, is everybody has their opinion, and they're entitled. And sometimes that's how you grow. When you think one way and you hear somebody say something and you're not too full of yourself, you're like, you know what, damn, that Larry, that was a damn good point. But I say that to say is I'm talking to Shasky yesterday. We can all agree he's a diehard fan. He was like, they need a shortstop. I'm reading Grant Brisby in The Athletic this morning. I thought about Shasky. It was just Shasky, my guy. Grant's like, the crazy way, I'm summarizing it, paraphrasing, the crazy way that the Giants found their shortstop. And I'm like, are they in position at this juncture to say, Nick Ahmed, see you later? Like, if this Wisely or Fitz, like, who's their shortstop?
It's not those guys.
But then... Was that the right move to say night night to Ahmed?
Yes.
If we get late in September I just question like, damn, you did that now? Okay. I won't second guess you, but for you to say, Bichette I'm like, oh, Larry thinks they still need a shortstop. Oh,
I mean, come on, Matt Wisely or Brett Wisely or whatever. Brett Wisely.
That's his brother. Fitzgerald.
Tyler Fitzgerald. Are we being serious here? Those guys have done a decent job filling in.
And they got
Fitzgerald can run. Wisely's a little bit better hitter than you think.
Okay. Right? No, I'll give you that.
He's definitely looked good at times.
But he's not your Brandon Crawford.
No, but those guys have shown enough to kiss off Ahmed. Because Ahmed can't hit at all. I mean, just an absolute zero offensively, and he's always been a zero offensively. When it was Crawford or Ahmed or Crawford, I agreed with Farhan's decision to go with Ahmed because they didn't want the emotional
deal of
trying to, you know, separate.
Klay Thompson.
Yeah, they didn't want to separate from Crawford and DFA him in the middle of the year and all that. So they didn't want to do that. So I get it. And it was easier for them to move off, and it's easier for Crawford to accept that the end is near in St. Louis than it is here.
Boy,
right?
It is here.
So when it was just Crawford or Ahmed, I like the idea of Ahmed. But now that they found Wisely, now that you've and Wisely's hit a little bit, now that you've seen Fitzgerald a little bit, now that you got Casey Schmidt still on the 40 man, he can play short, you got Luciano on the 40 man, I think it made sense. Ahmed was not going to get any run here, nor should he have. But as far as is shortstop covered, there's a big difference between do you have good enough players to get rid of Nick Ahmed and is the position covered? The position's not covered. And if you could get Bo Bichette from Toronto, I might want to do that. Now, he's not having a great year. And, you know, so there's that. I mean, it's, you know, how much is he going to contribute? They could roll with Wisely. Heck, I would be fine if they promoted Luciano and just played Luciano innings 1-5 and then played those other guys as defensive replacements, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, you know, that kind of a thing. Because I think I'd love to see Luciano's bat.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of that lineup or even at the bottom of that lineup, even if he's got some swing and miss. I mean, he puts a charge into the baseball. So I'd love to see him promoted. But I got to think they probably got something cooking
They're going to add. You think Farhan's going to be aggressive?
I think they will. I think
him
they will
saying
add.
Basically, like, I went to Nordstrom's. I got a lot of stuff. It's up to the players. I was like, that's a guy that feels like he's got some job security. You know, a lot of people, if this they don't make the playoffs, Farhan's gone. I'm like, he dodged that bullet, and I don't even think it's in the chamber anymore. Even if I believe.
I think
the ownership stinks. We don't. You know what I mean?
Like, he's tied. Even though his term was tied to Melvin, and a lot of people speculated, then if Melvin's got 3 years, then Farhan's got 3 more years. I think that's more for outward purposes.
So you think if they didn't make the playoffs,
I think it was about trying to attract free agents.
But if they don't make it this year to the third wild card, you think he's gone?
Yeah.
I would bet you right now. I would hope that's the case.
I think he's gone.
Not being a hater, rooting for somebody to get fired. I just think you've been tenured longer than you should have. And it's funny, I just saw your body language. You didn't even know you were giving it off when you brought up Yaz. And I'm with you with Yaz. And I feel like you ain't in Slater territory yet, but I would rather watch the youngsters, Matos, run out there and see if he could tap into what Ramos has done. But I bring that up to ask you, how far is Estrada, batting 225, how far is he from Yaz territory in your mind? Because I know
he's 28.
But I know when he's on, I'm like, this dude, I like him. But Larry, I've been watching him.
He was the Willie Mack Award winner last year. He had 271. Last year. He's hitting 225 this year.
271 is the new 300.
Yeah, but he drove in 49 last year in 120 games.
But I'm like, let me
he's
get Larry.
He's driven in 40
this year.
What do
you think of Estrada?
I like him. I like Estrada. I think he's a good player. He's not hitting right now, but I still like him. I still think he's a good player. I mean, he's their best second baseman for sure. And, you know, he's not hot right now. I mean, obviously he's going through a cold patch, but I still think he's, you know.
You happy with the Solaire signing?
What's
he trying to do everything, right? I hate watching him bat lead off.
Well,
but got hot, he got sick, and he was out. But I'm like, damn, Larry, this dude's supposed to be third or fourth, bopping.
Yeah, but they don't have a leadoff hitter. And Jorge Soler had a really successful run in the playoffs a few years ago as the leadoff hitter.
Right.
And so they're putting him there trying to ignite him. I mean, the leadoff spot is where you put a bat that you're trying to get going. And that's why the Giants put Slater there, because they were trying to get him going. And that's what they've done
with Flores.
And that's what they're doing with Jorge. And Jorge's getting he's been better.
He's been walking, man. And he'll get you a double. And I like even told Willard the other day, I've been impressed. But, you know, he got sick up here the last couple of days, missed a couple games. But I guess, you know, you got to dance with who you brought, right? But, you know, I was asking anybody that listened, Dibs, Willard, Steiny, Bonte, Shasky, what would you get this team? Like, if you wanted, and you said Bichette, that was the first one that came out.
I mean, Bichette would be nice. Vladdy Jr. would be nice, a real presence. I like Andrew Vaughn. Andrew Vaughn's a line drive hitter. He went to Cal.
Yeah, you absolutely could get him.
They have nothing going for themselves. That's the other thing, too. If the Giants want to trade Marco Luciano, there's probably a pretty good trade market for Marco Luciano. You're still talking about a shortstop with power potential.
Are we talking about really still a shortstop? Or are you still there?
He could be a
third baseman. I've heard nothing about him since he's gone. You know what I mean? What's happening?
He needs some development as far as his glove is concerned. But, I mean, I think there's lots of teams around baseball that would gladly take Marco Luciano off your hands. There's also, you know, the Giants have to decide. I mean, they also have, you know, Bryce Eldridge in the minor leagues. They've got some young guys in the minor leagues.
Who just has incredible power.
Yeah, but do they take a chance on that guy? I mean, they signed Jung-Hoo Lee, and he had the terrible injury, sadly, and he's done for the year. Otherwise, he had been playing really well. Lamont Wade's having a good year, but he's not hurt.
Any Giant fan or myself to be mad at, not mad, like I'm looking at Solaire, and it's like, it's the thing that's haunted the Giants. It's leadoff hitter by committee. Would you be like, nah, Goo, they tried to address that. Farhan did. Lee got hurt trying to get that ball in center field. Relax. The reason you're seeing,
they pay him way too much. I mean,
Bonte was a big fan.
But he's a 260 hitter. Yeah. I mean,
his makeup looked like a leadoff hitter.
Right.
And he hadn't got the second, third go round facing rotations.
But
you were desperate. You were trying to send a message to your fan base. We got one.
Yeah.
She'll go out with me.
But I mean, that's sad.
Wow.
It is sad that, you know, I mean, they overpaid. I mean, they paid Jung-Hoo Lee what the Astros are paying Yordan Alvarez.
Oh, who's one of my favorites, by the way. They're
paying Jung-Hoo what the Diamondbacks are paying Corbin Carroll.
Oh, man. Stop it with that, Larry.
You know, man. So Jung-Hoo is a better player than I thought he was. He's a really good defensive player.
He had wrecked that shoulder prior.
I didn't know that, Larry. That's the big question. The big question is
Carfax.
Yeah, how healthy is that shoulder?
Yeah.
But I mean, he plays the hell out of center field. Guy had a really good batting eye. He had way better bat speed than I ever thought. I was pleasantly surprised with Jung-Hoo Lee. I really was. But if you still looked at what he did, he was going to hit between probably 250 and 270. Somewhere in there, and he wasn't going to hit 15 home runs.
But he was going to steal you some bags, Larry.
But he wasn't going to steal 15 bags. I mean,
you don't believe he would have stole 15?
He's never done it before.
You sound like Bonte.
He's never done it before. I mean, it's like, if the guy had ever hit 20 home runs, then he can hit 20 home runs. If he'd ever stolen 15 bases, he could steal. He has never done that. So he's not giving you tons of power, tons of speed. So it's got to be defense, and on-base percentage has got to be his thing. And to me, it's like, if you're going to pay a guy $19 million, he's got to hit you 275 to 295.
He didn't get the chance to, though, so we got to give him the benefit of the doubt.
I mean, he at times was above that. You know, we'll see. But, I mean, I overall, he was a pretty nice addition. Snell, lots of people would say, oh, my God, what a disaster.
I gave him a standing ovation in my living room for five innings. And I understand why. But Larry can, like, the second half, you're right. This is his time. It's go time.
Or maybe it's trade time.
He has an option. Could you imagine if the Giants fizzle out, he gets back to what he normally is in the second half, and he's like, you know what? This was nice, but y'all ain't ready. Night-night.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
Which is also why you might be able to trade him. Because, you know, he's a second-half guy.
When would you make that choice, though? They would have to be like, Willard was like, I don't know if you were with him yesterday.
These next three weeks
are important.
I mean, you know the way the trade deadline is. It used to be there was August waivers. Now there's none of that. So the 31st, you'll either make trades or you will not make trades. So, you know, they've got 2 weeks to figure this out. Now, They have Logan Webb. They have Snell.
Who got touched up the other day? Seven earned runs, Larry.
But do you bring up Mason Black? Do you bring up Carson Wisenhunt?
Why wouldn't you try Mason Black, though? Why?
Well, do you go? Well, I'm saying some of these guys are already up. Do you go with the Bird Songs and the Wisenhunts and these guys and maybe trade a Blake Snell or trade a Robbie Ray or trade an Alex
Cobb?
Well,
I'm not doing that until we fit like Willard. I keep bringing up Willard. He was saying the next 2 weeks, if you went 6-12, Larry, or, you know, the 3-7, or then I'd be like, okay, now we gotta be proactive and get rid of this dude before he probably leaves us.
Then there's the bullpen. I mean,
Bird Songs have been nice, man.
Do you take Ryan Walker and let him close and trade Doval? There's talk. I mean, that would seem to be uncharacteristic of the Giants to do something like that. But, I mean, like the A's, for example, are shopping Mason Miller. Mason Miller has got like a 1-point ERA.
They make the Giants look like the Dodgers.
But, I mean, if the Giants have
There's no meaningful games left for the A's.
The Giants have a 23% chance of making the playoffs, according to Fangraphs. 23%.
Okay, in 2 weeks.
So that means they got about a 75% chance of not making the playoffs.
Man.
So if you could get a star player or two for a reliever, you might want to consider it. You might want to consider that. I don't know if they have anybody else. Maybe Conforto might be of interest to somebody. Maybe Flores could be of interest to somebody. Heck, Lamont Wade could be of interest to somebody if he continues to swing the bat the way he's swinging.
You know what? We're up against it, Larry. I got a surprise Giant question for you on the other side.
Okay, I like that.
But that is my main man, Larry Krueger, filling in for Steiny right here on Steiny and Guru. On the other side, my surprise question to the man, the myth, the legend, Larry Krueger.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
No, Steiny, he's golfing. He'll be back Monday, but we got the man LK. Can I call you LK?
You call me whatever you want.
You ever have a nickname, or they just call you Krug?
Yeah, well, some of my friends call me L-Dog.
L-Dog Grandy, boy.
I get a lot of K-Man, Krug, whatever. I like the bumpers, man.
Yeah, a little 50. Look at that. You were the man back in high school.
Look at that, man.
Like the Giants, a couple years ago, they had won 107. And now I don't know. I'm again. I like the youth movement because it feels like Ramos. That dude's an all-star.
Great guy too. Great guy.
How many times have we seen guy out of nowhere, baseball player, have a great first half, get rewarded the all-star game, which I understand, and then they kind of never live back up to that. But I don't expect that with Ramos. Dib said something the other day, kind of stole it out my notebook. Larry, he's made the adjustment to the adjustment. He's got no weakness. He can go to all fields. I love watching him play. I just do feel like the bus has left Matos. You know, not that he's done. I kind of wish somehow they could empower him and be like, you know what, you're going to play right field for the next 25 games. Go out there and kind of do. Like, I think he still has skills, and I hate that, you know, when you see
him. He's got awesome wrist power. The power and the wrist.
Eric Davis, it reminds me, when you throw it inside, how he could turn on that.
That's a good call. That is a good call. he kind of reminds me, I'll even go old school.
Give to me.
I'll go more old school. George Foster.
Oh, my God, 52 homers for the Reds.
I mean, the wrist strength of Matos is crazy. He just flicks it out. I mean, Matos and Ramos. I love watching those guys. I'm
with you, Larry.
I'm thrilled that that Ramos is doing it. I'm thrilled that they're finally giving him a shot. And he's a five-tool guy, man. The guy's got bat speed, defense, got a great arm. But he's an incredible guy, too. And it's like, it's amazing how baseball, it's like, you got to really, really love it. And they drafted this kid at 16, man. 17. He's 24.
Yeah.
They quit on him. He's quit on himself. I mean, you know what I mean? Saying this thing's,
it adds to the story, though,
this
man.
Has been a long, long journey. A long journey. I mean, think about it. You're a first round pick in 2016.
Yeah.
And here we are in 2024.
So Farhan doesn't get credit for that.
I mean, think about it. I mean, we're asking him, is Kuminga, you know, still developing? I mean, Kuminga would be like, if this were a baseball player, he'd be like 6 years away from being in the majors. I mean, it's amazing how what it takes to make it in the big leagues and what you have to, resiliency that you must have to show to be able to. I mean, I interviewed Ramos Gu 2 years ago going into spring training. And I'm like, you know, he'd already been like, you know, up at that point a few times.
But we've been hearing about him, the form.
Right. And I said, how do you feel about where you're at? And he's like, I need to prove it that I can do this every day in AAA and produce. And once I do, then I'll be ready for the big leagues. Okay, so that was 2 years ago. So then last year he comes out, he did not have a good year. He had a bad year in AAA, and I'm thinking, is this guy just not going to make it? And I was talking to Marty Lurie, and Marty always compared him to Willie Mays. Because he's like, he's 5'10", but he's a five-tool guy. He's powerful. He's got an out. I mean, I could see why. He wasn't saying he was Willie Mays, but he was basically saying he's a 5'10 guy with five tools.
Yeah.
And sure enough, man, Ramos kept grinding. And now he's going to right field. He's hitting the ball. You want to pitch him away.
And they're big at bats, Larry. In the crunch time, you know what I mean? Like, crunch time, he delivers.
Not only that, he's doing it at home. He's hitting .331 at home.
Ramos!
That's a big thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, the Giants haven't had an outfielder come out of their system since Chili Davis.
Hit 30. That's the last corner outfielder to hit 30 home runs homegrown.
And to make an all-star team. But they also, they don't get anybody who even comes close. And now they've got a guy who's, you know, who looks like he's here to stay. And it's exciting.
No, it is.
It really is.
Man, you covered it all with him. And again, I'm rooting for Matos too. And hopefully he figures it out. And you could have 2/3 of your outfield. Just imagine with what Ramos is doing with Matos.
Be patient. Everybody needs to be patient.
But can you, Larry?
The Giants.
The state of the Giants.
I mean, Matos was a player of the week. And like two weeks later, they're farming him out.
That did happen.
Roll with these guys a little bit. I'm not saying, you know, let him hit .083. I'm just saying, roll with them a little bit. Don't just be like, hey, good week, great, NL player of the week. It's 2 weeks later, you're back in the minors. It's like, let's see if these guys can figure it out in the major leagues. Even Will Clark, who is, you know, obviously works for the organization, is a lieutenant.
I wanted him to be manager, but go ahead.
I wanted him to be manager, too. He's a lieutenant of Farhan's. He works with Farhan in player development. He's a rotating, roving minor league instructor. Even he admitted they should have stayed with Matos instead of Jimmy jacking him up and down.
Man.
At least he's up now, and hopefully he's up to stay.
So, you know, when I sit back and I watch the game, and I think of the Giants better than their record, if that makes any sense. Because, you know, I'll sit in, I'm like, oh, here's the day. They'll get 500 here. They got Cleveland. And then they'll probably win 5 or 6. Here they go, Larry. And then for whatever reason, that's the game they just can't capture. Now they're currently 4 under. But I like to just take a step back and, you know, just think about, you know, everything that is Giants. Bob Melvin. And how much does a manager mean? But, you know, Bo Mel, you know, I don't want to say he's a made man, but, you know, he's done a lot in this league as far as a manager. But what are your thoughts on how his first year has gone managing this team? And what's funny is I think of Bo Mel, because me and Pops always say he leads the league more in the kill, kill, kill sign on the replay when there's something. And then you just see him like, you know, as people told him, don't challenge it.
Right, right.
But we just laugh like the drinking game. I feel like he leads the league and now we're good. But what do you think of Bo Mel? And if it was Jim Leland, would you say, Goo, if you ain't got the horses, you ain't going to win it? I don't think much of the manager in today's baseball.
I think the manager is important. I really do. And I think the manager, you know, can win you World Series. I mean, I think the managers earn their stripes in the playoffs. By making the right decisions and having that feel. Bruce Bochy, perfect example. I think Melvin's a good manager. As I said, I think it was basically a 500 club. The Giants fans got excited because of the late signings, but I think it was basically a 500 club. Now they're playing under 500. Couple things I don't like about the team this year.
All right.
they can't, their pitchers can't hold anybody on.
And Webb is one of them. How can you be an ace if you can't hold? I'm serious. Go ahead.
You have Patrick Bailey. He's one of the best catch and throw guys in the game.
Quick.
His catch to release time is really good, and yet they can't throw anybody out because their pitchers can't keep anybody close. So that's you know, on the pitching coach, Price and Melvin. Melvin at times to me seems kind of low energy. I personally wanted them to go with Stephen Vogt. I wanted Stephen Vogt. I thought Stephen Vogt would have been a great manager.
He's doing great in Cleveland.
But not that he would have done as well here, because it's still about the talent. But I liked Vogt. I just thought he was a good blend of, you know, enthusiasm and a new
that
outlook.
Matters. I'm
and,
sorry to me that matters.
Yeah, and I just think he was smart. I think he was a good motivator. I think he was funny. I think he would have been a good manager. He's doing a nice job. But I mean, I liked the Melvin hire when they made it. I just wouldn't say I'm overly. I mean, he. He was not impressive last year, right? Like that Padre
and you
team.
Had, I got you.
Underwhelming.
Yeah, but you had talent galore.
Yeah, I mean, they've got.
He had clubhouse issues. We had a Pasoy problem here. He had ego, whatever was going on there.
Right.
But you hate to kind of lose that job. I know he's looking around filling out a lineup card. Like, I had Machado. I had Tatis. I had Soto. Good God. Right. And it didn't work.
Right. I mean, I like Melvin. He's got a track record of success. I think he's a better manager than Gabe Kapler, but I just don't think they have the horses. I mean, their rotation has at times been two starters deep. The pen's been ridden really hard. Defensively, they're not much, especially now without Lee in center. He gave them a great anchor point in center
field. I like Ramos in center, but there are a couple times I watch a game just last week, his GPS to the ball, and they're like, oh, third and king, you know, that's a crazy outfield. But it's like, damn, Larry, and I'm being overly. But, you know, some are like, blah, 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 blah. Oh, you know?
He's
Fred
fine.
Fred Butler might have got that one.
He's fine, but Lee was great.
All right.
So, I mean, and then they miss Crawford at short. Their defense has not been as good as I thought it was going to be. I thought their defense would be better.
Matt Chapman, though, Gold Glove on line one.
Chapman's,
that's coming.
Chapman's been good.
All right.
And some of their guys are starting to heat up now, but, you know, come through the first half of the year, Soler didn't give you much. Chapman didn't give you much. Snell gave you nothing. Lee gave you very little.
Oh.
Hicks had a nice start. But overall, I they're not as good as L.A. They keep adding playoff teams in the National League because
of that. Well, they're not better than the Pirates right now.
Well,
and everybody has a story, Larry. You know what I'm saying? If we want to go with the injury bug, and it has happened, but you brought up something. I'm like, how can we not take him serious? But I love Logan Webb. And if you're going to say Gooey's going to keep people off base, him not being able to hold runners on, won't rear his head, that's not real reality. But as great as I think Logan Webb is, Larry, I'm watching him on days like, dude, how can you not fix that? Because when you play big-time baseball and you got runners on, I mean, that's going to come back to bite the whole team.
Yeah, I mean, you got to hold
runners.
And it
ain't your catcher, just like you say, he's quick draw McGraw back there.
Yeah, I mean, but he can't throw anybody out. Suddenly he can't throw anybody out because they can't keep runners close. So that's been a failure of their game for sure. The bullpen has been used heavily, and I do like Melvin's usage of the pitching staff a little bit more. He'll let guys go deeper. He's not quite as analytically driven as Farhan was or as Kapler was. But I just think that, you know, their outfield, I mean, it's like they ran back to guys like Slater and Yaz when they went with the youth movement. As soon as those guys had a little bump in the road, it was like, let's go back to the guys that got us off to a slow start. So they're fourth place in a five-team division. They're exactly where I said they were going to be. I said they would be better than the Rockies, worse than the Dodgers, worse than the Padres, worse than the Diamondbacks. And that's where they're at. And that's where they're going to be at. They're not going to finish 1, 2, or 3, but they're also not going to finish last. So, I mean, they are clearly the fourth best team in their division. Clearly.
Well, if the right on the table brought to you by ATCO is, and Stoddy brought this point up, I want to get your thoughts. So, if Farhan was fired, what would that mean for Melvin? And I'm like, that would mean nothing for Melvin because I believe Farhan his job is not in jeopardy. And you could be like, dude, why? I just, with Johnson speaking a little bit this year, and I just don't feel like there's any energy or luster for the ownership of the Giants to send that message. Like, yeah, we fired Farhan. The fact that he came back, I feel like bottom 3 years, Larry, and it bothers me. I could totally be wrong, and I hope I'm wrong because we don't see it, and they qualify for the playoffs because then I would believe he's safe. But there's just something about my psyche when it comes to the Giants when I hear that name that Farhan went and the timing of those moves. They were coming. I was like, so Lair, 30, okay, Chapman, okay, NL Cy Young, a winner with Snell, and now it's just like, you got to proceed with caution when it comes to Snell and just pitchers. Ray, Cobb. I mean, Cobb was supposed to be back the first half of the season, I thought. It's so delicate. And now it's like, again, I got up and gave Blake Snell a standing O in my mind for going five innings. And I'm like, this thing, they're like one injury away from being one injury away of like, man, this, how could you even expect them compete with, Duck, Duck, Goose at the starting rotation? And that's what it is until we see Ray back. And not just Ray back to where he's healthy, making two or three starts to where you could count on him like you used to. With the old rotation, when you talk about, Kane and Bumgarner and Lincecum, like they don't have that stability. And that's why I keep saying, yeah, you can judge accordingly, but everybody has a story, Larry. And if health is not on your side, nobody's going to be feeling sorry for you that you couldn't accomplish your goals.
I think they've got the makings. If you're saying, okay, where are the Giants? Where are they going? You know, what are they building? I think they got the makings of a really nice young rotation, right? You got Logan Webb, you got Kyle Harrison. To me, this kid Hayden Birdsong stuff. The guy looks 11, but he's got great stuff. Mason Black has pretty good stuff. Carson Wisenhunt has a crazy changeup and with the exact same action as the arm as the fastball. So I think he could be truly nasty. And there's even more behind those guys. So I think they've got the pieces for a young rotation. But you also now have Robbie Ray, Blake Snell, and Alex Cobb.
Okay.
Well, you got three veteran starters that if you wanted to, if you put those guys out there, the Giants, if right now Farhan held a presser and he said, you know what, we are going to take offers on Snell and Cobb and Ray. Just assume Cobb and Ray are healthy. They would get offers. And they might get attractive offers. So to me,
Would you say, though, that the fan base that you're giving up on going all in this year, or could you seriously step back and be like, okay, I understand that?
I mean, last year you talked a huge game and then you picked up AJ Pollock and then he did nothing and you cut him.
That did happen.
So then you tried in the offseason for hitters and you couldn't get any hitters. So you still need those hitters that you tried for, but you just didn't land them. And I think this might be the better opportunity to do it because I don't think the Giants fans can stomach another failed run in the offseason at Juan Soto or
it's getting old.
The Polar Bear or something like that. I just don't think so. Maybe the way to get around that or to avoid that is to try to use some of your, Marco Luciano or a couple of prospects that you have that maybe you are not quite as fired up about and see if you can parlay a couple of those guys into a significant piece.
So this is if the next the Willard model. This is if I'm asking the next 3 weeks don't go according to plan, and let's say you're 8-10 in the next 18.
My plan's not changing either way. Oh. The Giants' plan should not change either way.
But Larry, if you got a chance at getting in,
no, you're not trading away prospects for guys who are free agents. You can't do that anymore. You can't do that. They can't do that. I mean, they've got to go center on acquisitions that they have control over because they don't know if they're going to be in the playoffs. I mean, what happens if you trade three good prospects for a pitcher that's a free agent at the end of the year and you lose 5 out of 6 coming out of the trade deadline? Suddenly you're not in the playoff race and you've traded three prospects away and this guy's walking at the end of the year. You cannot have that happen. So you got to, and I would say trade a starting pitcher for a younger starting pitcher, look for those trades, and then maybe a reliever for a younger reliever.
Can one of those starters be Snell?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Blake Snell is Blake Snell is a second half pitcher. He's a notorious second half pitcher.
But you're still technically in it, Larry.
You're 3.5 out of the third wild card spot. Everybody is in it. There's only two teams that are out of it. Colorado and Florida are the only teams in the National League that are out of it, technically. So what all I'm saying is trade for a cost-controlled bat. You know, somebody that you know is going to be here next year so that you don't have to go into the offseason and say, we got to sign Soto, we got to sign this guy, we got to sign that guy. Because the reality is you're not going to be able to sign these guys. So, or, you know, if you want, if you feel like you can sign a polar bear or one of these guys and you could acquire them now and get a head start on that, that might be something to look at as well. But to me, you can't sell prospects in their situation. You might want to trade for a prospects for guys that you control, but you can't trade prospects for any kind of pending free agent.
I'll tell you what, Larry, they host Minnesota tonight, and I'm just, again, I know.
Minnesota's good.
No doubt. They got some good, a couple young pitchers, and they can hit the ball. Correa looks like the guy that maybe they tried to sign. My point being, at minimum, Larry, you got to win 2 or 3. Now, if they don't, I'll come back and say, okay, they still got the second half, but we know the numbers. It's not 81 and 81. There's not a lot of games left like they were in the first half, but to end this first half, quote unquote, you know, 6 or 7 games under, Larry, that would leave a bad taste in my mouth about them just, you know, righting the ship and being what they were supposed to, you were hoping they would be. The best part about this season thus far is Ramos being an all-star. And as Logan Webb going to the game, he deserves it. But Larry, I know you're laughing at me, but I just can't believe his inability. And I don't know where my head's been in the sand or whatnot, not to hold runners on. Because right now, you'd give him the ball if they had a playoff series. But you get runners on, and if you don't get this right with a badass catcher who's got the quickest release, you know, from hand to glove. I mean, that's not good. And it's kind of the dirty little secret. And Webb could be, I'll keep him off base, dude, don't worry. But no, people are going to get on base. But I'm like, can you truly be an ace with needing improvement in that area? And I think of who did the A's trade for from the Cubs? The lefty, and they're up 6 runs on Kansas City in the wild card game. The A's won.
John Lester.
Oh, my God. That's what ended him.
Right. And he couldn't.
He was just running like deer.
He couldn't throw to first base. He just stopped throwing to first base. I mean, come on. You just got to work on it. You just got to focus
on it.
By the way, Carlos Correa. Hitting .310,
dude.
13 home runs, 47 RBIs.
What a cannon is shortstop.
He's on pace for the year. I mean, that's amazing. Yeah. Really. He is on pace for the year to hit, as I said, .310, but to finish the year with 23 home runs, 82 RBIs, 28 doubles.
Carter and Grandy, I honestly would love to hear from you. Do I sound like the ultimate front runner if I revisit the Correa? What if you had him now? Or it's like, come on, Goo, you're really reaching, because he's having a hell of a year.
He's having a pretty good season, but is he enough to make that big of a difference on this team? I don't know.
Yeah, those numbers right there, Larry and Carter, I would take it. .310,
.379 on base.
And he's your future shortstop. He would have been.
He's also some star power.
Wow. Larry, that's what they don't have. They don't have
that. He says star power. I actually think that his lack of star power is why he's not a Giant. I think the Giants agreed to that contract with him, saw that they had absolutely no ticket sales, and were just like,
"So
yes, I absolutely believe that they pulled out of that because they saw that there was no ticket sales, and they knew that they had a way to get out, and they just got out of it. I mean,
well, guess what? You're still looking for a shortstop, Larry. You're looking for. It's not moving the needle. It's getting to the playoffs.
He didn't sell tickets. So I mean,
he's not Steph Curry.
Well, I'm saying for the kind of money, you remember what they offered him?
Yeah.
13-year deal.
That's cheddar.
So they offered him a ton. And there was a week between when he agreed to it and this press conference. I think they sold no tickets.
Yes.
Wow, I think the ownership group said, "What? We just spent X number of dollars on this guy, and this is the most exciting the fans are ever going to be, and we sold this many tickets." No,
let's grab Fillmore Mike right before the break. What's up, Mike? Mike, what do you know about the Fillmore, Larry?
I love the Fillmore. What's up, Mike?
Yo.
What's up, baby?
Yo, you got me on already?
Yeah.
Oh, it's all love. Hey, Larry Kruger. Remember when Mark Willard was hating? It was Shamik. That was the player that was also traded with Gilchrist Alexander.
There you go.
Like
Landry Shamik.
I did too. I liked him.
I liked him too back then before Gilchrist got good. But nah, man, Farhan ain't got no game, man. He ain't. Before I get to Farhan, you know what the problem with baseball is? 4 innings pitched. 5 innings pitched. Yeah. What happened to people like Dave Burba, Kirk Reeder? Give me 6 strong, 7 strong. All this, I don't know what happened to real hitting. People was hitting, they was hitting 300. You had people hitting 25, 300. Real baseball players, now people happy with you in 240, 25 home runs, and you an all-star. You good. Now, our all-star Ramos, hell, man, he done went every home run I've seen is opposite field. His power is crazy. Now, back to Farhan.
Yeah.
He's trash. Farhan needs to go. He ain't got no game. He ain't got no swagger. He telling whack jokes. We need somebody with a feel. We need Brian Sabian. Somebody that was a real scout. Somebody else out there. Oh, I see. He got some talent. Also, we need a regime that's not going to somebody that's not gonna say, you know what? They think they know it all. We don't need a czar. We need somebody that's gonna. Brian Sabin used to holler at people, ask different scouts.
Mm.
He hired the best scouts. We need to get back to old school baseball. Get some real baseball players in here and stop playing with these. I don't know, these average players and hitters, man. 4-5 innings pitching, we're happy, we're satisfied. Man, I miss the 90s so much.
I love you, Mike. That's great stuff. But but analytics, I know we're up against it. Analytics is the answer, right? That's why we don't see the top receivers.
What's the question?
Why you don't let pitchers throw 109? Do we have data that's really saying Larry's arm's going to fall off? And we got the Tommy John already being cautious with him. I'm with him. Guys are in starting lineups. Larry batting 190.
Oh, I know.
It's 174 and they're starting.
I mean, I'm like, hey, Mike Yastrzemski can't hit. And people are, you know, I'm saying he hitting 220. People are like, 220's not bad. I'm like, what?
You don't hear that, 220.
So now it's okay for your right fielder hit 220. Come on.
Larry, when we on the other side, we're going to get into some Niners, dude.
By the way, Juan Marichal,
yeah,
the Willie Mays thing the other day.
Oh, that was incredible. Go ahead.
225 pitches in his start
against
Warren.
You know what? I want to pick your brain on why we've gone away from that.
225 pitches.
Just strong. That's when men were men, man. Now,
that
I don't
is
know.
Amazing.
I'm with Mike, though.
Yeah, I'm too.
Download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just at First NorCal. Filming the dealer today. This segment was brought to you by LifeSource Systems. Larry Casey.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Sports Rack pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.